I feel so amazing doing this again. Oh, welcome back, sweetie. I didn't realize you came home so soon. My therapist told me I should go back on doing what I love, and I'm guilty of stopping this when it makes me feel nice. Helps with a lot of muscle sore and flexibility. And I would love to be more flexible in the bedroom. I'm sure there are many positions you would love to try with me. I always wanted to be able to be folded like a pretzel too. One day, even a split sounds like a great goal. I know I made some teasing remarks, but I think it's a nice accomplishment to be that flexible. Even with me stopping, I still have some flexibility left. It's nice, but it could be better. Oh? I think yoga is good. It helps so you don't get injuries from certain tasks, especially heavy lifting. I would highly recommend it. Well, it's really up to you if you want to do it or not. I cannot force you. Now, to get back to this pose. Huh? Yes, darling? A trend? Jack-o pose. Oh, I've seen posts of that on my feed. Seems really hard and unrealistic. I could try, I mean, I am pretty flexible. Alright. I think this is the closest I could do it without me hurting myself. Or bending in a really weird direction. Ooh? Enjoying the view, darling? Have nothing to say. Arara. Gawking a lot, huh? Well, you're making me a little self-conscious with all that staring. I'm just teasing, hon. I love when you have your eyes on me. Especially on my body. Well, don't get too distracted. Weren't you about to go about your day and do some errands? I remember you told me that last night as we had a long, steamy, and sweaty session. You're so cute when I tease you. It's a bit hard to get up from this position, though. This would be a great help I'm stuck step sibling type of scenario, right? Got you laughing there. But, I am serious, though. Can you help me out, please, darling? I'm having a hard time getting up from this. Thank you. Maybe I'm not as flexible as I think I am, if I cannot even get out of that position. Well, I try that pose out to the best of my capability. I hope I didn't disappoint you. Oh? Well then, I'll continue doing my yoga poses now. Are you just going to stand there and stare at me? Why not come and join me? I'll be nice and relaxing. We can bond with each other too. Oh, alright. I won't force you if you don't wanna. After this one, I'll be done and I'll cuddle with you. So be a good little pumpkin and wait for mommy, okay? Oh, I think I just cracked something. Felt really good too. Oh, sweetie, I'm fine. Maybe what I need is a massage and not yoga at the moment. Didn't realize my body is getting pretty stiff. Might explain why it felt a bit harder doing it. You're so sweet. I'll take you up on that offer. It's been a while since I got a massage from you. Let me sit down and lay on my belly. Here you go, sweetie. I have my back up for you to massage. I'm staring at my butt. Naughty, naughty pumpkin. You really love mommy's huge behind that much? I mean, I have stated before that they are all yours. I don't mind if you do get a little grabby with me. Is that so? How valiant of you. But really, though, I don't mind you grabbing me if you want to. You have my consent on that. Alrighty. My back probably feels a bit tight since last time. Oof. I'm okay, Jess. I just didn't realize how tense I was. Yeah. My work has me wanting to do certain poses and walk a certain way for the runway. It's draining, and I didn't get any downtime for myself every time I go off to work. Doesn't help when they want you to stay in a certain pose for a long time, too. Don't mind, but sometimes they force you in a pose where it does get a bit uncomfortable. That's also a reason why I start to do yoga again. Help me so I won't feel any pain when I do certain pose, you know? Yeah. Well, like they always say, time is money, and I have to do things so I could work more proficiently. Just wish they could give us some more downtime. Like, sure, modeling is nice and all, and you don't really get to do much, but doesn't help when they force you in certain position where it's really uncomfortable, especially when you're doing a group shoot and you're forced to stay in an uncomfortable position for like 10 minutes or so. Ugh. It's really draining too, since they always bark orders at you. There was this one place where I really wanted to go to this one spa, but they didn't want their models to go far and running amok. Don't get me wrong, the model company isn't terrible. They treat us all so well. But they can be quite strict. I know I'm on the job, but wish they would give us some more time to wander around and let us relax. Especially running around everywhere to go certain photo shoots, too. What I hate the most is when they force us to do these parties so we could bond with other companies and make some good reputation and connections with the others. Not really my forte. I don't really care much for talking or socializing with others that I know I'm not gonna like later on. Yes, I know it's for work, but. Ooh, yeah, right there, sweetie. As I was saying, most of the time, other companies just. Oof, you're being really aggressive there, sweetie. Oh no, no need to apologize. Really, anything, it's helping me release some stress while you massaging my back like this. But, to continue on, I just don't really care much for socializing with other people, especially other companies and CEOs. I see how they look at me and other models too. They want more than us just modeling their clothes. I try my best to stay away from those type of people. Oh, it's okay, sweetie. Mommy can defend herself. I do appreciate the gesture. Ooh, yes, right there, sweetie. Yeah, you feel that hard not to? It's okay. I can take it, just get that out of me. That feels so great now. I'm so relaxed. You can stop, hon. And that was all I needed. Oh dear. You did an amazing job. I really love how great I feel now. Now, let me return the favor for you, darling. No? Well, how about cuddles? I know how much you love to lay your head on mommy's chest. Come here. You're so easy to please. You know that? I offer my breasts to you, and you instantly jump and cling onto them like a baby koala. I find it so adorable. I love you so much, my dear. No matter where I am, far from work or even a few feet away from you, I always want to hold you close to me and give you affection every single day. I know how touch-starved you've been since my work has gone so busy since. I wish I could come home more often and just love you like this every single day. Running my hands through your face and plant kisses all over you. That just sounds so nice to do. But I'll be sure to do it where you won't get tired of it. You won't? Well, if that's the case, I'll spoil you with affection as much as I can. You deserve so much, my little pumpkin. And I always feel bad when my work takes me far from you. Whether it's a week or so, I feel bad leaving you home alone. Oh. Thank you for understanding, sweetie. Mommy will make sure to take a month off and spoil you with gifts and love. You mean so much to me. I care for you so much, and I want you to feel happy with me. There's so many things I love about you. What I love the most is your understanding and humility. You would think it'll be a common thing with people, but it's not that common. Everyone wants to deem people a demon or outcast them instead of understanding them. You made me appreciate you so much with your understanding. You helped me with my journey to heal myself. And I always am so grateful for you to have fallen into my life. I always think what would become of me if you never showed up. Would I still be a miserable woman who just jumps relationship after relationship? Or will my bond with my sister will still be scarce? Or will I ever own up for my own flaws and mistake and actually heal myself? It made me wonder a lot. Sure, you didn't change my mindset, but you helped influence me and my life towards a better direction. You may not see how much of a positive influence you are to me, but you made me happier with myself. Even love myself. And I want the same for you. I want you to be able to love yourself as you have helped with me. You're wonderful, spectacular, most important person in my life, and precious. I want you to heal and appreciate yourself in small steps. No need to rush, right? Rushing can be really bad. Since you can miss out on so many things if you do, or lose yourself on the way. And if you ever need anything, I'll be here to console and comfort you. Mommy loves you so much. You mean the whole world to mommy. And I know I can be very overprotective of you. I know people can be very cruel, and I hate it when they try to drag other people down just to make themselves feel better. Or even crossing your boundaries. It just upsets me, is all. Mommy will be here for you and help you with anything you need, okay? You are my baby, and I love you so much. I love you. I love you. I love, love, love you so, so much. I know before I said I want as much friends, but all I really need is you and a few friends I made from work. That's really all I need. I don't need a huge group of people that will just be fake. You and this one other friend I made. You both are the most realest person that have ever, ever shown me. Who doesn't do nice deeds just to want something from me. You do it because you love me unconditionally. And all the gifting and affection I give you, I also love you unconditionally too. I don't expect anything back from you. I just want to show you how much I care about you. Whether I'm your mommy-dummy girlfriend or your lover or just Mayrel, I want to show you how much I care for you. You're the love of my life and my best friend. You're more I could ask for, and sometimes I ask life, what did I do to deserve you? You're the best thing ever. You're so precious to me. And you are so wonderful. And I love you so much. Usually, I don't know how to express how much I love you by spamming the word love all the time to you. But I really don't know besides showing you through my action and my words. Gifting you, making you food. Letting you cuddle me whenever you want. I'm always so happy to have met you. It's almost been 2 years since we dated. October is coming around the corner, so I am pretty happy about that. I really can't wait. I have been planning for a while where our anniversary is going to be. We could take another trip to the hot springs. You really did enjoy that a lot, didn't you? Or we could travel somewhere. Anywhere you want. Oh, sweetie, I make enough money. We both can go somewhere and have vacation, you know. Doesn't hurt. We can go to Japan, Hawaii, France, anywhere you want. My home place? It has been a while since I've been in Vietnam. It would be lovely to go back there again. I wonder how my mother's relatives are doing. No, I lost contact with them after a while. I might have to ask my auntie later on when I do visit her. But I would love to go back to Vietnam with you. It'll be nice to have someone who I love and revisit my home place. Then it's a plan, then. I love you so much. You're so wonderful. I love you so much, my dear. I know I said this a lot, but you are the best thing that has ever came into my life. You are the sun who brightens up the moon, who is so isolated in the dark, helping me reveal that I'm not alone in this cold and desolated place. I love you so, so much, my darling. Although, I'm getting pretty tired. I wouldn't mind a little nap with you laying on my breast. Oh yeah? You can lay your head on them however you want. I really don't mind it too much. But what about your errands? They can wait? Well, if it doesn't get you into trouble and you can get it done after we nap, then it's good in my book. I don't want to influence you to be lazy or anything. I know. You can't pass up on a nap with your mommy dummy girlfriend. But I really am ready to pass up whenever. I'm so tired. Well, sweet dreams, baby. I love you to the moon and back.